Exclusive, Scott Pressler, New Jersey governorship is winnable, but we need big, beautiful turnout. By Hannah Knudsen on October 4, 2025. The New Jersey governor's race is winnable for Republican Jack Chattarelli. But there needs to be a big, beautiful turnout. Early vote actions, Scott Pressler said during an interview on Breitbart News Saturday. Discussing the race between Republican Jack Chattarelli and Democrat Representative Mikey Sherrill, Pressler said it is absolutely winnable for the GOP. Noting that in 2021, the election was decided by only 84,000 votes. Do you know, Matt, how many Republicans stayed home in 2021, the year after 2020? 600,000, Pressler revealed. The election was decided by 84,000 votes. 250,000 gun owners in New Jersey are not registered to vote. If our beautiful gun community or Second Amendment advocates registered and mobilized and voted, New Jersey would be a Republican state, would be a red state, Pressler said, adding greater perspective. Pressler also pointed out that property taxes in the Garden State are driving people out, many of whom had already fled from New York to escape leftist policies. But now, he continued, they find themselves in a situation where they can no longer afford to live in New Jersey either, thanks to more bad Democrat policies. Pressler also pointed to electricity prices, noting, Democrats don't believe in all of the above approach to energy, like Republicans do. Republicans want to drive down property taxes, drive down electricity costs, and then couple that also with the fact that New Jersey is a sanctuary state, and then this landslide election for Donald Trump, the people of America spoke. They want law and order. They want ICE to arrest and deport criminal illegal aliens. And we're not seeing that under Trenton Democrats and people like Mikey Sherrill, that voted against the Lack and Riley Act, he said. Noting that the corruption runs deep, as Sherrill can't even account for the fact that she's made $7 million while being a member of Congress. What is Mikey Sherrill thinking, not being honest about the fact that she can even walk with her class at the Naval Academy? And if you talk about integrity and honesty, why is Mikey Sherrill not being honest about that scandal that happened? And so really this race, this is 50-50, he said. This is tied. Jack Chattarelli is poised to win the governorship, but we need big, beautiful turnout. Pressler pleaded with New Jersey voters to vote, whether in person or by mailing in their ballot. Drop it off to your local county elections office. You can turn it in person, and if you are vehemently opposed to mail-in voting, I ask you right now you mark on your calendars October 25th, he said. October 25th you vote early in person. In New Jersey, you have 9 days of early in-person voting from October 25th through November 2nd. If you do in-person early voting, we can stop anything bad from happening on election day. Like machines having errors or running out of paper or bad weather or just something going wrong. Don't let this election be taken from you. I need you to vote early in person for Jack Chattarelli. He continued, urging voters to vote Republican down the ballot so that Chattarelli will be able to get things done legislatively, including lowering electricity prices and property taxes. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Scott Pressler, October 4, 2025. Pressler later added, every single vote is going to count. And the fact that Republicans are having a higher percentage return rate on mail-in ballots truly is unprecedented, comparative even to 2021. I'm telling you, this race is winnable, he added. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.